Hello, I'm Kelly Janine of the Clarity Channel podcast. I'm guiding you to uncover your visions and clear the path to them. For clarity and trust, have life and business your desires. Podcast covers topics of astrology, intuition, spiritual biz, energy healing, and mindset. I'm a clarity, intuitive clarity mentor, astrologer, and podcaster. And it's so good to have you here today. We're diving into the individual astrological transits. I really love doing this, just diving into the transits and the cosmos and like zeroing in on them and how they apply to your life, how they apply to bringing out your gifts. And this is Mars, Pluto. Currently, we have a Mars going through Cancer for the next couple of months. And then we have it transiting also in the Pluto energies. With these transits, we're discovering, we're uncovering how they relate back to our own life. We're understanding how we can work with astrology to create our own inner guidance. Like, astrology doesn't control us. We're not being controlled by what's going on in the cosmos. It's just simply, indeed, it's a tool to dive more and more into our unique blueprint and how to bring the gifts out shown in that blueprint, bring them out and bring them into the rest of our life and our business and our offers. Mars and Pluto, the transits meet the energy of these two planets and asking and inviting us to release control, to have more. Mars, its very shadow can be controlling and cause conflict, while Plutonian can be driver of control and power over other people and situations in your life. The recent Mars and Cancer and Pluto and Aquarius are strong themes of releasing this control for emotional and mental alchemy. Release control to truly know your visions, energies of transformation, destruction, power over others, and inner conflict and tension emerge. This is so, it's so powerful. I read off of a few notes. That's why I was looking away, but it's going off notes, going off the charts. It's like so very interesting that Mars and Cancer and Pluto and Aquarius, and like Mars is like the inner planet, and you know, inner planets speak more to our own lives, while the outer planets are speaking more to the subconscious, the outer reaches of consciousness. Mars, tension, control, power, contrast is, and this whole attempting to control a situation, attempting to control how your life is going. And that is, and that's a very human reaction. That's just very normal. It's very normal to feel like if I am not perfect, if I'm not a perfectionist, if I cannot control this situation, that I'm not going to be successful and that I can't have the business of my dreams. And Pluto and Aquarius, and this is more on a collective level, this is more of a powerful transit we're experiencing over the coming decade. And this planet of the outer reaches of our consciousness is speaking more on a very collective level to transformation, to eruptive change, to what we're releasing in the power structures and the systems. You know, the revolution is here. And I say like Plutonian energy is also about control and power, but Mars is too. But when I speak of that, I speak of its shadow. On its lighter side, when we think of control and power, we also think of like what we can learn from that lesson and how to release it. And when we release that lesson of having control over our life, of trying to control external circumstances and the people around us, we find more and more depths in how we approach different situations and how we are able to release what is no longer aligned for us. The energies of transformation, destruction, and inner conflict and tension emerge with Mars and Cancer, there's a lot to do with inner conflict and tension. And I mean, when I speak of this, I don't speak of it like as something that's actually taking place in the present in your life. I'm not saying that this is happening for you. I am speaking like to the energies you can work with. And within the light side, we're being shown the path to what is more aligned for you, to what you can work with in inner conflict and tension, is showing you what needs to be released, like where to release this control and allow this to become a part of your own evolution. And this will be an unfolding process, that if you're in business, if you're in launching a new offer, and that if you are looking at what direction to take next with your sales and marketing, you're understanding that there is currently some conflicts or some tension around what's not working. How are you releasing that? How are you going to let that go? The Mars shadow can be very controlling, and this can cause conflict in, like, around perfectionism, around the fact that you have been around people or situations that weren't aligned for you. And where's the driving force of releasing that? Where's the driving force of stepping into more emotional and mental alchemy? Mars in Cancer is all about emotional and mental alchemy. As the result of what happens as you release this control over your situations, over being a perfectionist and over approaching a situation as something that needs to go one way only, it's going to be your way. It's going to be the way that it was in the past. But as we see with this contrast of Pluto, this energy is asking us that a new decade is here. The way things were before, they won't be the same. And we're working with this whole energy around allowing in transformation. We're allowing in going to the furthest reaches of our own consciousness, or our own diving into the subconscious and understanding the deeper lessons there around past cycles and past habits of sabotage and blocks, and how we're releasing that to step into more and more alignment. And that alignment may be not focusing on perfectionism so much. It may not be so much what was working in the past, but necessarily the fact that we're creating a new cycle where we have this offer, or we're not necessarily going to focus on it being absolutely perfect in the present. We're going to allow it to expand. We're going to launch before we're ready. We're going to allow it to become an unfolding process and a lesson that we'll be learning in time. Mars in Cancer speaks very much to, like, the inner child, the Aries wild child is charging forward. She's taking her spot. She's becoming the inner child to the priestess that is embracing her magic. And along this path of finding her magic, she's learning emotional alchemy. She's learning how to take these emotions of anger, destruction, loss. She's taking them and turning them into something that works for the light. And the light is the light of Mars and Cancer is so much about emotions as your guides. The light side of Pluto and Aquarius, and we see Pluto as this collective humanitarian, this collective energy of pushing the individual to develop their gifts for the collective, you know, the age of Aquarius. And this light side, she is also, she's the inner priestess asking us where and how we can develop our gifts to share them with the collective, and how are we going to create a space, a path, how are we going to create our immediate space, our external circumstances, so that we can focus on developing our gifts. What is that going to look like? What is that? How is that going to play out for you? And really learning to focus on this emotional alchemy, focus on developing these gifts. And we find that more and more we'll be stepping into what is aligned, what was always meant for your path. Thank you so much for joining me here today. It has been such a treat to share this with you. And the next episode is covering Libra Aries axis, and then we're going to do part one, part two of Pluto and Aquarius, and I'm diving into that.